Om Namah Shivaya. The next program is Shankhya, a spiritual discourse by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Om Namah Pranavarthaya. Shuddha Jnanaikamurtaye. Nirmalaya Prashantaya. Dakshinamurtaye Namaha. So, we saw Antakarana or the Karanas. Karanas including the Antakarana, inside and outside. What are Karanas means? Instruments. The instruments both inside and outside to be of 13 numbers. So, the 5 organs of knowledge, 5 organs of action and mind, intellect and your ego. These are the 13 instruments. So, he is differentiating it as, first he differentiated it as internal organs and external organs. Now, he is explaining it in a detail. Antakaranam trividam dashadha bahyam trayasya vishayakshyam sampratakalam bahyam trikalam abhyantaram karanam. Antakaranam trividam dashadha bahyam trayasya vishayakshyam sampratakalam bahyam trikalam abhyantaram karanam. Antakaranam, antakarana is the internal organ, mind, intellect and your ego. They do different kinds of, they use the external organs, they use the 5 action, the organs of action and 5 action organ of knowledge, both they use it and through that they function. But the difference, only difference here is the external organs, bahyam sampratakalam trikalam abhyantaram karanam. The difference is this. The external organs, the 5 actions, organ of action and 5 organ of knowledge, they can function only in the present. But the internal organ, mind, ego, intellect, they can function in all the 3 periods of time. Past, present and future. This is the major difference with the internal and external organs. Buddhi indriyani desham pancha vishaye. Buddhi indriyani desham pancha vishesha 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 vishayani vagbhavati sabda vishaya seshani tu pancha vishayani. So here, how many organ in this can, internal organ, external organ, in that, how many organs can grant or can have the knowledge, gain the knowledge with attributes, savishesha, visheshena sahavartate, and avishesha, nirvishesha, vishesha, avishesha, vishayani, buddhi, indriyani, tesham, pancha, vishesha, avishesha, vishesha is savishesha, and avishesha is nirvishesha, vishayani, vagbhavati shabda vishaya, sheshani to pancha vishayani. So, in the external organs, we are talking of the external organs now. In the external organs, the 5 organ of knowledge and 5 organ of intellect, in that the buddhi indriya, the organ of knowledge, they gain the knowledge of both savishesha and nirvishesha. Vishesha means, what is that? First we have to understand vishesha, vishesha vishayani. Vishesha means the gross part, form, etc. And avishesha means attributeless, meaning the subtle part, the tanmatra, etc. So, the gross and subtle both are gained. The knowledge of both are gained. Vak. Vak bhavati sabda vishya. Vak bhavati sabda vishya means the vak. It deals with the gross sound. Gross sound. You utter the gross sound. But the other things, pani, pada, payu, upastha, etc., they do things of their own. Holding on to the pot, giving pot, taking pot, etc. So, sasa vishyan grinhati, grinanti, they take care of their own, whatever they do, whatever they have, ది పవర్ టు డూ శాంత కరణాబుద్ధి సర్వం విషయం అవగాహతే యస్మాత్ తస్మాత్ త్రివిధం కరణం ద్వారి ద్వారాని శేషాని. వైల్ డిస్కసింగ్ అబౌట్ ద ఇంటర్నల్ అండ్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఐ టోల్డ్ త్రూ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఆర్గన్స్ ది ఇంటర్నల్ ఆర్గన్ ఫర్ ఫంక్షన్. సో హౌ డస్ ఇట్ డూ వాట్ సీ వాట్ ఇస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ప్రైమరీ అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ సెకండరీ. ది ఇంటర్నల్ ఆర్గన్స్ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఆర్గన్స్ దే ఆర్ secondary, the internal organs they are primary. To prove that he says santa karana buddhi sarvam vishayam avagahate yasmat tasmat trividam karanam dwari dwarani sheshani. Santa karanaha with antakarana sahita antak saha antakarana sa antakarana means saha antakarana antakarana sahita iti artha meaning endowed with the antakarana mind intellect and ego. బుద్ధి సర్వం విషయం అవగాహతే దిస్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ఆల్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఇట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇట్ 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 ఎన్లైటన్స్ ఆల్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ విచ్ ఇస్ బ్రాట్ టు ఇట్ బై ది అదర్ ఇంటర్నల్ ఆర్గన్స్ అండ్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఆర్గన్స్. తస్మాత్ త్రివిధం కరణం దేర్ఫోర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ రీజన్ వి యాక్సెప్ట్ త్రీ కరణ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ only three instruments for understanding anything: ego, intellect and mind. But what about the other instruments? they are the gateway to gain the knowledge. Dwarani vyaparani, dwari is important, primary, dwara is secondary. So they are secondary and the internal organ is primary. They keep using the external secondary external organs, the internal organs which are primary organs function. Primary and secondary, we see in this primary and secondary the external organs are secondary and internal organs are primary. Even in that internal organ, బుద్ధి ఇంటలెక్ట్ ఇస్ ప్రైమరీ అండ్ ది రెస్ట్ ఆర్ ఆల్ సెకండరీ. యూ హావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ బుద్ధి ఇస్ ప్రైమరీ అండ్ ది రెస్ట్ ఆర్ సెకండరీ. సో టు ప్రూవ్ దట్ ఇన్ కంపేర్ విత్ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఆర్గన్ అండ్ ది ఇంటర్నల్ ఆర్గన్ ది అదర్ మైండ్ అండ్ ఈగో, బుద్ధి ఇస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. టు ప్రూవ్ దట్ హి సేస్ ఏతే ప్రదీప కల్పాః పరస్పర విలక్షణ గుణ విశేషాః కృత్స్నం పురుషస్యార్థం ప్రకాశ్య బుద్ధౌ ప్రయచ్ఛంతి. ఏతే ప్రదీప కల్పాః పరస్పర విలక్షణాః గుణ విశేషాః కృత్స్నం పురుషస్యార్థం ప్రకాశ్య బుద్ధౌ ప్రయచ్ఛంతి. ఏతే ప్రదీప కల్పాః దీస్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఆర్గన్స్ దే ఆర్ లైక్ ప్రదీప కల్పాః. They are like light. They just enlighten the thing. They just bring the thing to buddhi. For the purusha to experience that. For the purusha to understand it. For the purusha to witness it. Prakashya buddho prayachanti. It brings the knowledge. And it brings the knowledge from the external things. And whatever you see, pot, cot, etc., it enlightens it. It cannot experience it. So, it brings it to the intellect, for the intellect to understand. What is that for? It is for the purusha. It is not for anything else. It's for the purusha. For the purusha to experience, because whatever the pradhana is, pradhana creates everything for the purusha to experience and for the moksha. Kritsnam purushasyartham. Everything is for the purusha, for his experience according to his samskara and for his moksha. First, this is the first cause, first reason he has given for proving that buddhi, intellect, is the primary organ. When you compare with the external organ and the other internal organs, mind and your ego. But there is another reason to prove that this internal organ, intellect, is primary. That is,
Sarvam pratyavabhogam yasmat purushasya sadhayati buddhih saiva cha vishnashti punaha pradhana purushantaram sukshmam sarvam pratyavabhogam yasmat.
See, because of this reason, this buddhi, whatever we experience happiness, we experience sorrow, we experience nothing. Because of the sattva, rajas and tamas, the quality, because of that, whatever we experience, after that experience, it makes the purusha. Who is experiencing? The purusha, not the buddhi. Buddhi is inert, it cannot experience. It makes the purusha to experience that. After it, the purusha experience, it brings all to the purusha. It enlightens in the buddhi for the purusha to witness. His witnessing is his experience. Now, after that, when this buddhi itself, what happens? It differentiates. Why does it enlighten? Why does this buddhi enlighten? Because buddhi is also a karya, effect of pradhana. So it enlightens for his experience. That is one. And after experiencing, it proves that this is the difference between you, purusha, and the pradhana. You are never bound by this. You are never attached to this. You have no relationship with this. By proving that, it is destroyed. The buddhi is destroyed. Meaning, pradhana has no relationship with the purusha. So, the relationship is destroyed. So, after proving the internal organ, intellect is important internal organ. Now he says, avishesha, avishesha, vishyani. We said, vishesha, avishesha, vishyani. So, avishesha and nirvishesha, vishesha, vishyas. What are they? Explaining here. Tanmatra anyavisheshastyebhyah bhutani pancha panchabhyah ete smrita visheshah shanta ghorascha mudhascha. I explained it there itself that the nirvishesha, avishesha is tanmatra. Vishesha is everything, right from the buddhi to all the gross elements, whatever gross element is there. Not, you cannot talk about the buddhi. Maybe we can talk about the final panchabhutas, five main elements. So those are the gross elements. So those grosser elements are vishesha. And the subtle elements which are cause for that, the tanmatras which are cause for these gross elements, they are avishesha, nirvishesha. So tanmatrani avisheshastebhyah. In that, tanmatras are the avishesha, nirvishesha, they are the subtle thing. Bhutani pancha panchabhya. Tanmatra of what? Of the panchabhutas. Prithvi, apteju, vayu, akasha. All the five major elements. So, in that, what are the vishesha? Ete smrita visheshaha. These are the visheshas. What are they? Shanta, ghora, mudhascha. Shanta. Whatever gives you, whatever gross thing which gives you happiness, pleasure, they are shanta. Second, ghora, whatever sorrow you experience. Because sorrow is experienced only in the grosser element, grosser thing. So, whatever grosser thing which gives you the pain, that is rajobabulyata, because of the excess of rajas, because of the predominance of rajas, rajoguna. And the third is mudhascha, making your mind, intellect dull, deluded mind. That is because of tamobahulya, the predominance of tamoguna. Now, vishesha and avishesha are described. Now, he is going to the next. This vishesha itself, it's differentiated in three different states. What are they? They are this. Sukshma mata pidrujasaha prabhuta istridha visheshasyuhu sukshma stesham niyata mata pitrujani vartante sukshma mata pitruja saha prabhuta hi tridha visheshasyuhu sukshma stesham niyata mata pitrujani vartante sukshma sharira and Mata Pitrija, because whichever came from the mother and father, Mata, Matuhu, Pituhu, because of them Jataha, Ja, Mata, Pitu, Mata Pitrija, whichever the gross body. Ma ye mata pitrubhyam jayante te mata pitruja ityartha. So whatever came through the male and female, mother and father, that is the gross body. First is the subtle body, second is the gross body, and the third is the inner things, the river, hill, etc. Not related to your body and in your gross body or the subtle body. So these are the three kinds of vishesha, grosser thing, when not compared with tanmatras. Tanmatras are sukshma, subtle, but when you compare tanmatra, these are grosser. So these visheshas, these grosser things are of three types. One is sukshma sharira, the other is sthula sharira, the third one is external things, whatever nature we see. These are of three types. In that, the sukshma sharira is the one which is nitya. Niyata, sukshma, stesham, niyata. Niyata can be understood as it is the one which leads you. The sukshma sharira is the one which leads you. Leads these things, both the sthula sharira and the external nature. Or it is the only thing which is nitya, permanent. Permanent in the sense, Purusha is permanent. So, this Sukshma Sharira is Purusha with the Samskaras. Endowed with the Samskaras. Purusha covered with the Samskaras. Because of Samskaras only he is born. He is taking the form of grosser body. So, this Purusha, when he is removed of all Samskara, he is Nitya. In that sense we are talking of Nitya. Because otherwise there is no Nitya here. So, everything is Nitya also. Nothing is destroyed, because everything is from Sat, nothing can be destroyed. So there is, these are some confusions which the Vedantins try to exploit. See, he says, Mata Pitruja Nivartante. The one which is the subtle body, that is permanent. The other which is created by mother and father, it is temporary. It just he changes this grosser body. So when you say this,